Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, March 29, 2012. Nine Palestinians are arrested by Israeli troops in a morning invasions while Gaza ambulance cars run out of fuel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A group of extremist Israeli settlers occupied on Wednesday night after midnight a Palestinian home in the southern West Bank city of Hebron and claimed to have purchased the property from its Palestinian owner. Local sources said that a large group of Israeli settlers broke into the home that belongs to a member of the Abu Rajib family near the playground of the Ibrahim School in Hebron and brought furniture to the property. The settlers said that they bought the home from its owner and used the name of the grandson of the owner as the seller. The grandson's name is identical to the name of the grandfather, who is the sole owner of the property, local sources reported. Meanwhile, nine Palestinian civilians were arrested on Thursday by Israeli troops during military invasions targeting West Bank communities. Palestinian sources reported invasions targeting the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, as well as Ramallah and Nablus in central and northern West Bank. Meanwhile, Palestinian political detainees continued their hunger strike. Detainee Hana Shalabi entered her 43rd day of hunger strike today. She is protesting administrative detention and ill treatment by her Israeli captives. In the Gaza Strip, 27 ambulance cars were forced to stop working on Thursday as they do not have fuel to work, the health ministry in Gaza reported. The ministry announced that it has no fuel to keep the cars running. The Gaza Strip has been suffering a fuel crisis for 2 months as a result of Egypt and Israel preventing it from reaching the coastal enclave. Due to fuel shortages, Gaza residents face 13 hours of power cuts a day, while Gaza-based hospitals are warning of their inability to provide services soon. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, March 29th Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Please join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.